This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Oh, we got the new Obamacare rates for 2019, and I love how you got to spin the Obamacare rates. You got to spin it. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com. Phone 844-551-8255. Because these rates doubled, in some cases tripled, they skyrocketed most people's insurance costs. The idea of the rates eventually dropping is what Obamacare hinged on. It was like, okay, we're going to shock the living daylights out of them. So if you were paying $500 a month, it might go to $1,500. And you're outraged. And then suddenly it will go down. Oh, hey, it went down to, $1,430. You know, to $1,370 the next year. And then it settled at $1,200. And you were, and they were like, oh, the Obama rates are dropping. Obamacare rates are dropping every year. It settled down to $1,200 this year on average. And you're going, well, geez, the rates are dropping and it's settled. Well, there you go, Midwesterners. And so you would be all happy because it settled at $1,200, which, by the way, is still $700 more than you were paying before, but it was dropping. And you know what? We may squeeze a few more dollars out of it next year. That's what they wanted. And it shot up. The problem was it kept shooting up and shooting up and shooting up and shooting up. And then the exchanges were losing because people were going, I'm not jumping on an exchange to get some insurance that cost me three times more than I was paying before. And I'm afraid to go. And then you got the horror stories. People telling you, I'm afraid to go to the doctor. People committing suicide. I asked the question many times. Is anybody tracking Obamacare's death rate? The number of people who die because they refuse to go to the doctor because they go, I can't handle that copay. I can't handle that, deductible. I can't handle the deductible. And, you know, some that just goes, I don't need to get my own doctor anymore. Or they misdiagnosed me. Or who knows, a multitude of things that were happening all over the country. Nobody wanted to keep up with that stuff. All they wanted to do was falsify the data. Oh, well, we've got another million people that joined. No, no, no. You took those off of Medicaid or Medicare, and you're counting that number. Oh, yeah. You kind of caught us, but I mean, still, it sort of counts, doesn't it? It was all fudgy. Because they don't want to tell you the real numbers that Obamacare maybe helped 500,000 people. So you spent $1 trillion to help 500,000 people. Do the math. You could have bought them all luxury yachts, homes the size of Bill Gates, endowed all their children for the rest of their lives, and had money to burn. Obamacare was a money-grabbing farce meant to punish taxpayers, meant for as reparations for poor people, mostly blacks, and it was touted that way. Valerie Jarrett said out of her own mouth to black folks, "We got you Obamacare." As if black people are using the doctor more than any other group of people. Well, I guess we do, because we tend to get shot a lot in our neighborhoods and stabbed and raped and things like that. But on the norm, health care isn't any more available for anybody else than any other group of people, right? In theory. So why was it a benefit for blacks? Very simply, because if you don't go to the hospital, but you qualify for welfare, come get your free $3,000 check or whatever it is. And that way, you just sign up for Obamacare, get that money, consider it welfare, and move along. And even with that, they couldn't sell it because people were hip to it. Too many white folks were hip to it. Too many Asians and Latinos went, hold on a minute. I get it, but I don't. I still feel like I'm getting ripped off of here, because you were. Here's what the American Spectator said: the Democrats in the media repeatedly accused President Trump and GOP Congress of sabotaging Obamacare, claiming the changes to the Affordable Care Act would result in unprecedented premium hikes in 2019. For example, Nancy Pelosi made the following claim: their latest assault on health care will significantly increase premiums for millions of hardworking American families across the nation. Meanwhile, ever eager to disseminate Democratic propaganda, news outlets like the Los Angeles Times have published stories of tendentious titles such as the following: the cost of Trump's sabotage of Obamacare already showing up in rate hikes. It goes without saying that the Democrats and the news media were deliberately attempting to mislead the public. In reality, 2019 is going to be the first year in which premiums will decline. Now, don't get excited, and don't get all, oh, Kevin, they're declining. Remember what I told you. I told you the premiums shot up to such a level that the only direction they can go is to go down, and the left and the insurance company cabal knew this was the strategy. But don't worry. It's still bad news for Obamacare. It says in 12 states, according to, get this, Obamacare.net, the average rate charged by insurers selling plans through the federal exchange will actually be lower than in 2018. The largest cut was in New Hampshire, where the average premium will drop by 13.47%. So they've jacked you up 150. They're going to drop it down 13.47. Let's just say 15%. So you're going to get 10% back on your money. And they tell you it's a win. The smallest reduction, get this, will be a decrease of about 0.25% in Wyoming. So for all intents and purposes, you shouldn't even count that. That's too much of a rounding error. I mean, that's within the percentage of, really? Okay. So 12 states are going, it's going to go down. In 38 remaining states, premium hikes will be far less than they have been. So in the 38 additional states, the rates of Obamacare are still going up, and they have been since the Obamacare was enacted. And the average increase for all of those states is going to be 4%. So in 12 states, and don't look at Wyoming at 0.25%, it's going down. But in 38 other states, it's still rising. So for the most, for all intents and purposes, if we were going to look at this from a purely mathematical point of view, Obamacare rates are still going up on average. Here's, if you need help doing the math, just look at what the average would be for all of those states that where it's 13.47% down to 0.25. And let's just, for the sake of discussion, say it averages out to be an 8% decrease in Obamacare over 12 states. So 8 times 96. Okay? And then you have 38 states where it's a 4% increase. So already know we're way above 96 if we take that 4 and multiply it times 38. You follow me? So it's still going up on average. It hasn't even peaked. And the Democrats want you to hate it. Hate Trump's reason for getting rid of it, I should say. Obamacare is like watching a pig on ice, and it's well past time to show.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no no longer need it. That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
You gotta love President Trump, man. Wow. He talked about putting his money where his mouth is. Okay, first of all, the guy donates his salary. He's lost $1 billion. And you know what he says to the Fed? He says, hey, we gotta do some belt tightening. Now, keep in mind, the Fed is right now being overfed. Pardon the pun. And we had a gut-busting budget. And so Trump's way of getting back at the Republicans, I think, is to say, hey, Fed, we're going to cut these budgets. There's not going to be any pay raises for federal employees since you decided to pass me along this fat budget. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. These federal employees that were going to get pay raises in January of 2019, it ain't going to happen. President Trump says he's going to freeze the automatic pay raises for federal employees in 2019, said the government needs to have its belt tightened. And in a letter to Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, President Trump said he's zeroing out both the across-the-board pay increases as well as locality pay increases that are based on where the federal employees live, all set to go to, you know, to be in effect in January of 2019. That is the president saying, government, you're no longer going to run like, you, first of all, you're an inefficient business. And so why should I reward you? Think about that. The government is the most inefficient business we have. It has multiple agencies doing the same job ineffectively. No problems are getting solved. The only thing we can solve, it, for the most part, are the block and tackling. You know, we pay the military, they pay people, whatever. But in terms of really being effective, it's particularly in the areas where it's needed. For example, helping families and communities and things like this. The government says, we need to build more roads and bridges, as if roads and bridges is the answer to the problems. The answer to our problems are much more community-focused. And I'm talking local community-focused. And while we had a government under Barack Obama, bureaucratic nightmare, that federalized everything. We're going to take all these lands, and we're going to take all these places, and we're going to, the federal government will deal with it. Donald Trump is saying, nope, here, Arizona, take your land, you figure out. And more importantly, locally, take your land, because you know better what to do with it than the Fed. Now, we'll oversee it from a land management point of view, like where the water goes and, you know, things like that. But you need to be the ones dealing with your lands. And so he's essentially piecing apart, parsing big business or big government, which is nothing more than a big business, and saying, you guys are better to run it than we are. And they hate this. But he's also looking at it and saying, you know, in order for me to be able to wrap my arms around this, I've got to shrink it. I've got to get it to something manageable. And if you look at government the way a businessman would look at it, the first thing he would say is it's completely inefficient. People are making far too much money that do absolutely nothing. You're going to have to be productive. And when he went through, the president went through and said, we're going to start, you know, trimming the fat. I want every department in the government to start, you know, cutting its budget by X percentage. I promise you, if the government cut, if every department in the government cut its budget by 20%, none of them would miss it. There's not a department in the government that would miss a 20% cut. If you guys think I'm kidding you, you come talk to me offline, send me a note, and maybe we'll have a conversation about it. But I'll tell you how contracting works for the government. And I, if you leave that meeting with me feeling like, you know, government still needs more money, I promise you, you just don't have a brain. I know how government works. I know where this money is being siphoned off, how much of it is hidden away in bank accounts and stuff like this. It would blow your mind. It's trillions of dollars. So don't play. I know. But Don, he said to him, freeze. He says, we must maintain efforts to put our nation on a fiscally sustainable course. Federal agency budgets cannot sustain such increases. Says the federal pay would have automatically risen by 2.1% next year and a Senate back a 1.9% pay raise for federal employees. So I don't know who's not going to be impacted because it's not everybody, but I think it's a very smart move for the president to say, we're now going to start looking at ourselves and we're going to start cutting the budget. So good for him. And while he's doing that, he sent out a threat to the WTO, the World Trade Organization. I got to tell you again, I love that the president of the United States, there's no hidden agenda. He goes out, he says, hey, look, we're getting hosed over in trade. And he says, unless things change, we're going to be jumping out. He was on Bloomberg. This is an interview he did with Bloomberg News. And he threatened to withdraw from the WTO. And his exact words were, if they don't shape up. Now, here's why I like this. Because the left will go, he wants to take us out of the world. And then Donald Trump's like, no, I'm not going to take us out of the world. What I said was, if they don't shape up, I will. Now, that's a beautiful out. That's a great negotiation technique, because what he's saying is to the WTO, I'm coming to look at you. I'm beginning to look at how you operate. I understand how you've been taking advantage of us. And it is about to end. It's fair warning. So they get a chance to come back. And it's from a negotiation point of view, it's genius. And let me tell you why. Because you want them to tell you what they're doing wrong. He's not telling them what they're doing wrong. He says, unless you shape up, I'm going to leave. And they're like, oh, shoot. We've been taking advantage. That's our cash cow. We've been taking advantage of them. What do we need to do to keep them? So he gets them ultimately to fess up to their wrongdoings. Well, you know, Mr. President, we've been, you know, it hasn't been really fair. And you guys have been paying 80% of the whole thing. And I mean, I know. And so what we're willing to do, and then they're going to give him what they say they're willing to do. So, well, you know, it's a fake scenario. I can make it whatever I want. But what? Let's say they give him 60% and he goes, yeah, but I know I'm getting 80. He now knows, first of all, there's how much wiggle room there is for him to play around with and how much hardball he's willing to play. What's it worth for us to be in it and so on and so forth? It is a brilliant tactic. He said, such a move, this is what the Washington Post, Reuters said, such a move could undermine one of the foundations of the modern global trading system, which the United States was instrumental in creating. So now they want us to feel guilty. Hey, you're about to kill your baby. Do you realize what's going on? You created this. This is your system. Yeah, but we didn't create it so we could get taken advantage of. Trump says, if they don't shape up, I would withdraw from the WTO. He complained that the United States is treated unfairly in global trade, and he's blamed the WTO for allowing it to happen. And he said he could take action against the global body. He didn't say what form it would take, but he says, look, I'm not going to tolerate this anymore. Now, here's what I'll ask you. Has he changed at all? Has anything Donald Trump said with respect to trade varied or differed from what he said during the campaign and the very actions that he's taken with Mexico? By the way, Canada came back and goes after the Mexican negotiations. They called, Mr. Trump, can we talk to you? We would really like. And Donald Trump says, yeah, they called. Hey, they called me. They're at the White House right now negotiating. I think we got a clip of it. Maybe we'll get to play it later in the show. Short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News.
Republican Representative Ron DeSantis announced he is resigning from his Congress seat to focus on his race for Florida governor, his campaign confirmed earlier today. DeSantis sent Speaker of the House Paul Ryan a letter and said he would be resigning immediately and that it would be inappropriate for him to collect a salary from the House because he plans on missing a majority of the chamber's remaining days in session. Sanders was asked about that anonymous op-ed piece that was wrote. Sanders was asked about that anonymous op-ed piece and what, if anything, the White House was doing to find out who penned the op-ed.
We're certainly focused on things that actually matter, and the staff here that is here to do their job and not undermine the great work that this president and this administration has done, and we're going to continue focusing on that. It's frankly, I think, sad and pathetic that a gutless, anonymous source could receive so much attention from the media.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat. The buying toner for the copy machine hat. The sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I saw this commercial for phones, and it's kind of funny because it's for old people, and it's like, you know, you're not able to communicate with grandma and grandpa like he used to. And it's got some special thing. It's like a VPN, a virtual private network, and you can chat and do stuff with grandpa and grandma because they are too technologically stupid to use Skype or something like that. It's hysterical. And I'm thinking to myself, look, I'm not one of these, I'm an electrical engineer, computer science, you know, the whole deal, but I'm so far removed from technology, and I pick up my phone and, you know, I see the kids with their apps and stuff like that, but if I wanted to learn it, I can. I think when you get older, you just say, the heck with this. I don't need to learn every doggone thing that's out there because I have my priorities straight. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. KJRadio.com is how to contact us, 844-551-8255, if you want to use that antiquated device known as a phone. And what's funny with this commercial was, if you can't reach grandma and grandpa through all these, you know, like see them face to face, hey, you could always just dial their digits. I bet it's even programmed in that thing that you call a smartphone. And you could just say, hey, grandma and grandpa, how are you? It's ridiculous. But it did bring up to mind a funny segment. And it says, it was around an article I read. And it says, what my phone says behind my back. And so I just thought it would be fun. A little departure from the normal stuff. But here it is. The first one was, stop checking social media. You ain't have no types of notifications. I haven't ringed. Now, that's the way they wrote it. I'm not saying it that way. So this is totally ghetto. That was from Hannah Green. I don't know who she is. Another guy said this. What my phone says behind my back. Let's see how he likes a charger cord in his butt for 2 hours. I like that. The reason is because how many of us, my hands up, overcharge your phone? I mean, and what is proper charging or battery etiquette? They say discharge your phone completely. So I used to discharge it almost completely because they say if you discharge it too quickly, it'll get, you know, muscle memory and stay at 80%, you know, and only let you do 20% or something like that. Now, so I tend to discharge mine completely and all that. But when it's plugged in and I'm on it and it's next to the wall outlet, I don't unplug it. And then the problem becomes is when, if you do, you unplug it, it gets down to 89, then you kind of go, well, I don't know where I'm going to be, so let me go ahead and charge it again at 100%. So anyway, that's why the phone has this plug up its butt for half the time. What my phone says behind my back is what we're talking about on the Kevin Jackson Show. And this guy says this: the things I have to do for $55 a month are disgusting. Oh, man. The reason why I'm laughing so hard at that is because, you know, it makes you wonder, what are people doing on their phone? You know, what are you pulling up on your phone that your phone goes, oh, no, not again, not more porn, or what? Oh, my gosh, that's pretty funny. All right, what about this one? Things that my phone says behind my, what my phone says behind my back. Why can't you ever find me? I'm right here. Holy cow. Is that not the case? And here's the problem with me. I keep my phone on quiet for the most part. It'll buzz, but it's quiet. And the good news now is I have a watch that's tied to it, a Samsung watch. So my watch rings before my phone rings. And that's a good thing for me. Because I'll be honest, I don't keep up with my phone. And now the bad news is if you got to call it, I can't hear it. You know, I have to be listening for. So you know what I'm talking about. You lose your phone. You guys, yeah, of course, everybody loses. Well, you know what's funny? I don't know that everybody does, because now it's become such an appendage. When your phone is missing for more than 5 seconds, don't you panic a bit? I mean, I kind of panic. I was headed to the airport one day. I put my phone, I normally keep it in my lapel jacket, in my jacket, pocket in my jacket, lapel, you know, but you know what I'm talking about. And, but I put it in my pocket, my pants pocket. And I was headed to the airport. I was like, oh my God, my phone. And I'm looking at my jacket and I'm like, oh, where did I leave it? And then I start trying to retrace my steps. And then, of course, it's in my pants pocket. And I was like, like that. Because you panic. Everything's on that phone. And it's no longer just, well, it's got my, you know, phone numbers of family and friends and stuff like that. It's got your email access. It's got your social media access. It's probably, when I travel, I've downloaded my movie that I'm going to watch on the airplane, a couple of them, actually. And then it's got my entire music collection. It's got pictures. It's got think about it. It's my video recorder. It's my, I take audio notes. Your phone is everything. It is your mirror to the world now. And, I mean, without it, it's pretty tough. And that said, many times, and I do this as a rule, I will leave my phone at home. If I'm going out to dinner or going to meet friends, I'll put the phone on charger. I plug my charger in its butt, and I leave it on there. And I go out, and I don't even think about it. And by the way, for those of you saying, well, Kevin, your watch is still doing it. No. Your watch has to be within a certain distance, I think, of the phone. Because I can tell you, when I'm traveling, my watch does nothing. My watch is just sitting there like, just telling time. So there you go. All right. What my phone says behind my back. No one liked your tweet. Stop checking. Boy, if you're into social media the way we are, you know what I'm talking about. You live to see how many tweets and shares and retweets and likes and things like that there is. And it's funny. I tell people all the time. I tweeted out the other day that said, hey, look, I tweet, just so we're clear, I tweet what's on my mind and what I like. That's it. You like it, great. You don't, I don't care. There are some people you can tell they're fishing for the retweets. And I'll be honest with you. I don't like it. Why would you do that? Just tweet what's up. Like, they'll say something like, Donald Trump's the best president ever. Come on, are you with me? Really? Look, I guess that's probably good in some sort of strange way that people want to do that because, you know, I'm sure there's a marketing thing to that. It helps you build your audience and whatever else. But I find it so disingenuous. Now, and I'm not mad at them for doing it necessarily. I mean, I get it. But I just find it disingenuous. If what you say, and I'll be honest, it's tough to not succumb to it because there are people out there who will tweet just junk. I mean, stuff that you go, okay, who, you know, big deal. It'll be like, I fully support the president's tariffs. and they'll get 30,000 likes and whatever. And you're going, really? You know, when you said something profound, like given statistics, like, did you know America has spent this much money in terror, you know, in trade deficits, blah, 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 and yours will get 100, and somebody goes, I fully support President Trump's tariff policy, and it's got 30,000, you know, likes with 15,000 retweets, and you're going, for what? So it's easy to succumb to that. It's easy to want that. And let me tell you why I have made it a determination, I made it, you know, my solemn vow to say we're not chasing that, is because I think that when you do, you lose a piece of you. You suddenly become, I don't know, that the movement, it's not about helping people in the movement. It's about just, you know, look at me, woo! And again, I get it because I understand that popularity is what gets you high dollars when you speak. It's what gets you notoriety for TV, and they want to do interviews and radio. But then there's substance. I did a radio interview the other day, and I know I'm off track a bit here. We'll get back on. And a guy called me up I hadn't talked to in 3 years. I was on Hannity. And he says to me, Kevin, man, he goes, when I hear you on the radio, it so energizes me. He goes, I had to call you. He goes, you know, it just reminded me of, because we were on a speaking tour together. He goes, it reminded me of how great you are. And, you know, and I told him, I said to my buddy, I said, man, I'm not even going to use his name, but I said, thank you so much, you know, because I just do what I do. And here's what I will also tell you. In my head, I was thinking to myself, there aren't five people that I know that could have done an interview that well. I'm not bragging about that per se. It is what it is. There are people I've listened to on foreign policy that I say the same thing about them. But they couldn't do as well as I did. And I was very, you know, happy that he recognized that and remembered that. All right, let's go back because we're going to run out of time. What my phone says behind my back. Good thing I told him to give me some screen protection. I've been dropped more times in Kardashian's panties for an NBA player. Ooh. Here's one. What my phone says behind my back. We get it. You don't like Trump. No, our phones don't say that. Here's another one. This is from Derek. He says, try to blame me for your typos. Get out of here. That's pretty funny, you got to admit. Here's one. Go to sleep, man. I got a date with Alexa. That's pretty funny. Pretty clever. Let's see. Here's one. She tweets on the toilet. It's disgusting. Oh, how about this one? You only touch me when you want something. Ooh. Hey, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to
the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Chard is the proud American who was bullied, and now he joins me in a Waters World exclusive interview. So, Hunter, did you say anything to provoke this? Were you talking about anything? Or did he just come out of the blue?
So before he actually came over and immediately ripped my hat off my head, I don't believe any of my friends or even me made eye contact with him.
Were you talking about anything that may have alarmed him? Were you talking about the wall? Were you talking about, I don't know, Little Rocket Man? What were you saying?
I believe the conversation when he came over was about Pokemon. He saw some funny thing on Twitter.
Okay, so totally unprovoked. And this guy's now been arrested, and he has quite a little rap sheet. He's got a past arrest for DWI, marijuana, burglary. So he's not a good guy, and he's been fired from his job. Did you feel scared when he came over? Did you have any idea that he was coming over in an aggressive fashion?
I had no clue he was coming over, and I don't know where, like, I saw his hand come over, he ripped the hat off my head, basically bear clawed it, he kind of, like, pulled my head a little bit, and then, I was pretty shocked, I felt a little bit threatened.
So he threw the soda right in your face.
Yes.
Did you think about doing anything? He looked a little bit bigger than you.
He was definitely bigger than me. That's kind of the whole funny thing, is 30-year-old guy, an adult, knows that he can pick on a bunch of teenagers, so he thought, oh, this is going to be funny, and yeah.
So you've pressed charges against this guy, or you plan on pressing charges?
So we went to the police, we gave a statement and everything. I think it was basically out of our hands whether or not we were going to press charges. I believe the charges we pressed were for theft.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Have you, in the entire time that Obama was president, the entire time he was running, did you ever hear of anybody with a bumper sticker get their car trashed that had Obama on it? Anybody wearing an Obama shirt, an Obama hat, carrying an Obama plate, I'll get it out, flying an Obama kite, drinking from an Obama glass? Did anybody in any way, shape, or form ever get hurt because they were wearing Obama paraphernalia? I can't think of a single person that did. I'm not saying I'm 100% right. I'm just telling you, you wear a MAGA hat, and you Google it. Don't even wear one. You don't need to go put yourself in harm's way. I wear mine because I'm practically daring people to do something to me. But be careful if you wear it, because I'm telling you, you will catch flack. Now, here's the thing. Google it so you don't have to do that, and find out how many times somebody either thought you like Trump, heard you like Trump, started beating on you because you like Trump. And then go Google the same thing. Obama. Man beaten for wearing Obama hat. Obama socks. Obama shirt. Obama plate. Obama glass. Obama car. Obama bumper sticker. Any of it. And you get nothing. And by the way, had somebody been beaten up or ganked or in any way accosted who was wearing an Obama anything, it would have been considered a hate crime, and you would hear everybody on the planet talking about how racist and how some ick, obism, whatever, that the right is because of that person getting their butt kicked for wearing an Obama shirt. We have people tortured. You remember those black kids that took that developmentally delayed young white boy and just tortured the heck out of him, beating him in the head with knives and stuff and shaving his head and all that, publicly doing this? And I don't even think this kid knew what the heck he was talking about with respect to Trump. He certainly didn't remind me of a Trump voter. It was a race-related crime, and they did nothing. If you were anything that has to do with Trump, if you have a Trump bumper sticker, look at what people do if you have a Trump bumper sticker. They will flatten your tires. We had a kid in Florida. He recently got his tires flattened. He calls himself the Persistence. He had all four of his tires flattened because he had Trump stuff on his car. People have had their cars vandalized because it's got Trump stuff. I hate seeing an Obama bumper sticker on a car because I just think the passengers is ignorant. I see kids in the car and I go, man, I hope Child Protective Services intervenes. But I don't call them. I don't call the cops and go, there's a crazy person driving a car. I just go, well, here's your sign, as Jeff Foxworthy would say. Okay, great. You want to be stupid and vote for Obama? Fine. But I'm not going to run you off the road. I'm not going to follow you so I can vandalize your car or do you bodily harm. But don't think for a second the left won't. Don't think they won't target you while you're playing softball and try to kill you because you disagree with them politically. But you know what they'll tell you? They'll tell you that we are the problem. You people are so, you just want to fight and you want to do. They tell us everything that they are. And it's been this way since the beginning of time. Leftists are so predictable, I don't even know why you listen to me. They're predictable. People ask me all the time, Kevin, what do you think about the left? And I go, okay, here you go. And I think to myself, you don't see this? Oh, man, really? Predictable to a fault. So anyway, this guy, that big Mexican dude, Hispanic, I'm going to say, I know he was Mexican. He looked Mexican to me, but he was Hispanic. He walks over to these teenagers who's got a MAGA hat on the thing, takes the MAGA hat, throws a drink in the kid's face, and then essentially dares them. Let me tell you something. Too bad I wasn't sitting there. Too bad I wasn't sitting there. Because number one, he wouldn't have come over. I can guarantee you that. And number two, if he did, it would be a very different video. Hey, Jesse Waters, he was a big guy. Yeah, he's a big, tough, mean-looking guy who would have got his butt kicked. I'd have taken that hat back. I'd have been choking him out on video, sitting on top of him, heel palming him to his face, telling him, hey, I think you chose the wrong fight today, son. Yeah, come do it. And I say that because I'm glad these kids stood up for themselves. I'm glad they had the guts to wear the hat, because many people listening to my voice, you don't have it. Let's be honest. You don't have it. You're avoiding it. You don't want to even let people know to this day you still support Trump. You're hiding it from family and friends still on the hush campaign, on the DL. Shh, don't tell anybody, Kevin. I listen to your program. Okay, I'm not going to tell anybody. But let me tell you, all this silence, this is the problem. And you know what was so good about this? This guy got in trouble. He's got to face the music. And that's a good thing. And they say he's going to get charged with a felony. Look, I don't know what's going to happen to him. I hope they throw the book at this clown. And I hope when they say, what are you in for? Oh, I took a guy's MAGA hat, and I hope the inmates beat the living daylights. Oh, come on, Kevin, that's bad karma. No, it isn't. The bad karma was what he did to the kid. No, you don't get it. All this is karma circling back on him. This is the bad karma. Now, there was another situation with a MAGA hat. You guys remember this? It was a girl, high school senior in California, got arrested. She went on a profanity-laced tirade against a classmate who was wearing a MAGA hat. The MAGA hat, why don't we all just go get a MAGA hat and put it on and go for broke? High school senior, this girl was. Union Mine High School senior Joanne Butler, 17, suspended for 1 week, faces two counts of battery, one against her classmate for grabbing his MAGA hat, and the other against her English teacher, whom she slapped as he escorted her out of the classroom in an altercation captured on her cell phone. And here's what I'll tell you. That school, you can tell that's a conservative school, because that girl snatching that guy's hat may have never seen the light of day. Had this been in, like, one of these inner city schools, or one of the schools run by Teach for America or something like that, they would be applauding. This girl would be getting a war. They'd be doctoring her grades to get her into Harvard at this point. She goes on to say, that's a racist and hateful symbol. A 17-year-old girl seeing Make America Great Again as racist and hateful. Okay, let's combine them as racist. Can you believe that? Make America Great Again is racist and hateful to the left. Is it any wonder that they see illegals that kill a girl jogging as the victim? That poor guy. Holy cow. I feel so sorry for little Raul or Raphael or whatever the heck his name may be. I don't really care. They feel sorry for him. Then they tell us, hey, the young girl that died, that told him no, that rebuffed him, she felt very much the way we do, and we want to live in her memory, and because she would not have wanted anything to happen to the man who killed her. Yeah, you know what? We may never know, but I'm going to speculate. If I die at the hands of somebody, here's a quote. Don't you ever in your wildest dreams say Kevin would have forgiven the person who killed him. Don't ever say it, because it will be a lie. Don't you tell me that.
This This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.